This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1839. How to say that you predicted something in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
Are you that person who always predicts the ending of movies or even events in life? Today, learn how to say that you saw something coming and when not to say it in English.
All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
How are you?
Doing great, Michelle. I'm happy to be here. And today's episode is actually on YouTube as well as on the podcast. So we're on video. Feeling good.
Hey, yes, exactly. Exactly. Lindsay, I have a question. Are you good at predicting the ends to TV shows or movies or books? Like, is that a talent of yours?
Personally, not me, but I do know people who are very good at it. And it's uncanny, Michelle. It's uncanny. That's a great word for our listeners for today. What does that mean? Uncanny.
It's kind of like, it's uncanny as like surprising or like a very... I don't know. How would you explain uncanny?
It's probably a combination of rare and hard to understand how good the skill is, right? Like a high level of skill, a rare level of skill. Right. So I think it's uncanny the way some people can predict the ending or what's going to happen. What about you?
Maybe we'll do an episode on this one because I also feel like you use uncanny like, oh, you guys look exactly alike. It's uncanny, right?
Oh, like, yeah. Kind of surprising and strange. It is kind of a dynamic word. It means a lot of things, but it's also very precise. So it's a good one. Yeah.
Well, guys, that is not what this episode is about, but we gave you an extra one in there. Yep. Today we're talking about predicting the endings. Yeah, sometimes I get excited because I think that I can predict the ending and sometimes I'm good at it and sometimes I'm not.
Okay,
but often when I do throw out a prediction, Dan gets mad at me. Like, don't even just stick that idea in my head.
Interesting. Okay.
He likes to be surprised. I like to like talk it out and be like, oh, they think this will happen. And
Interesting. I love that. That's so funny. I mean, do have to, I will say, and we've done a whole episode on this, right, Michelle? We're going to send you guys to episode 1400. Don't give away the ending, how to keep TV show twists a surprise in English. You should be really careful. This is like a social skill, right? To be careful not to, in certain company, reveal what happens or what's going to happen in a scene, especially TV series that everyone's into, right? Yeah.
Exactly. So guys, we are going to be getting into this idea of how can you express that you did predict the ending. Just like that, okay, that moment of kind of glory, like, you, yeah, I knew it. So we're going to talk about that today. So, but before we get into it, we want to remind you to listen to Aubrey and Jessica over on the IELTS Energy podcast. They have so much experience over there, so much wisdom to give. And if you are taking the IELTS exam soon, you're preparing for it, this is perfect. This is a perfect place to learn.
Exactly. So guys, go over right now and type in IELTS Energy podcast and you will find it. It's another yellow podcast, right? The color is yellow and we are over there. So hit follow on that podcast too. If you do need to prepare for IELTS, we have you covered. All right. Good stuff, Michelle. Okay. Let's get into it. Yes.
Okay, so what's the first thing you can say?
All right, I love this. You can say, "Can't say I'm surprised," and my intonation matters there too, I think, doesn't it, Michelle?
Yeah. Right. So yeah, can't say I'm surprised. Now this could be for many different things. I mean, yeah, you know, it could be for real life too. It could be for predicting an ending of something. So for example, like, I can't say I'm surprised that they got together in the end.
Yeah, that's true, right? Real life or a movie, for sure. Can you say that intonation again one more time for our listeners?
I will. Here we go. Can't say I'm surprised.
Yeah, it's almost like you, in that intonation, I hear something and it's almost like a wisdom, or it's like a told you so, right? It's kind of a told you so. Mm-hmm.
Right. Exactly. True. It does have that kind of feel to it. Or another thing is like very direct, straightforward. I knew it, or I knew that would happen. And also the intonation is important there too. Like you have to like, I knew that would happen.
Right. Here's a sample sentence. So it ended with him moving to France. Oh, I knew that would happen. And now, Michelle, here's a question. Are these responses appropriate for movies and TV shows and life too? Or is this really just more for movies and TV shows?
I think can't say I'm surprised is appropriate for regular life too. Although I do think it has a tinge of judgment to it.
You got
to
be careful with that. Yeah, especially if the outcome is negative, right?
Can't say I'm surprised. Yeah, that kind of sounds a little bit judgmental. So be careful with that one. I knew that would happen. Yeah, you can use it as well. But I think I that one sounds a little bit more TV movie-ish to me. What do you think?
TV movie-ish, I would say, yeah, because it's kind of a spectator thing. Oh, I knew that would happen. You're making it a show. It's not like, you know, life is life. Life is not a show you're watching, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Or like it could be about watching a sports game, like, oh, he got rejected. Like, I knew that would happen. He always fights, you know?
A sports game would be a great example of that. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're following it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, I like this one. This next one, guys. I saw that coming. And you can add, I saw that one coming. Or I saw that one coming a mile away.
Yes. So you can play around with it. Yeah. I saw that coming. I saw I could see that coming. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Like you can play around with that first part, but you can add a mile away on if you like. And that basically that's just a good expression in itself. Like a mile away, like very far.
Yeah.
Very far away. I knew it basically.
For sure. And here's the sample sentence. The ending was good, but I saw it coming from a mile away. So that means it was predictable, right? Some shows are just pretty predictable. You know what's going to happen.
Right.
I just tried episode one of the Sex and the City, the update, right? The Just Like That.
Yep. I watched also that episode.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of wanted to finish it just for fun, but yeah, I don't know. It's okay. I just feel like it's done. It's been done 20 years ago. Yeah. Like, leave it in the past. You know, some things don't need to be reborn and revived. Like, it was great. Yeah. It was a fun show at that time. we don't need a 20-year update, you know? That's my opinion, but...
Yeah. I watched the first episode, and then I don't think I will be watching it anymore.
Oh, man. Like, I have a feeling that's the way that's going to go. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if I had nothing else to do, but there are a lot of things that I like to watch. Oh, actually, Lindsay, you like Queer Eye.
I love Queer
Eye.
Did
you know that Jonathan Van Ness has a new solo show?
I didn't know that. What's it about?
I started watching it last night. It's apparently off of, he has a podcast called Getting Curious.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's a TV version of it, and it's on Netflix. And if you like Jonathan Van Ness, you'll like the show. I just watched two last night.
Oh, wonderful. I will definitely check that out. I like him a lot. I love it. Fantastic. Yes. All right. Very good. Very good.
All right.
A little side point there on the shows we're watching these days. But it does tie in, guys, because, you know, a lot of the stuff I saw in that first episode of that Sex and the City series, I saw it coming from a mile away. Right. It's predictable what's going to happen in certain situations. And when shows become predictable is when they become less good. Right. I mean, the fact is society's changed a lot since the 2000s. Right. And I think that show is trying to change with it, but it doesn't 100%. I don't know. It's just a weird moment.
Sometimes
for that
it's a
show.
Little embarrassing, you know, because they're talking about how old they've gotten and this and that. And it's just like a little cheesy. And I don't know. It just, they're not even old. And it's like a lot of like, oh, my hair is gray now. Like
I know.
A little
too
bit
obvious.
Forced into showing the age, right?
Totally.
Like, I don't know. I wish they would leave some of the age stuff out of it.
Me too. I don't think that stuff was needed. Like, there was a comment, a lot of dialogue around Miranda's hair, that she's growing out her gray, by the way, which is an expression in English. Growing out your gray means you don't dye your hair as an older woman. And there was a lot of conversation about that debate. Oh, you should dye. And it's tired. Like, we know she has gray hair. Move on.
It's a little forced.
I agree. Yeah. So anyways, that's the last I'm going to say about that.
That's but I agree. So then you used already a couple times this word predictable. So you can say that was so predictable. So you could say like, so let me guess, she won. Wow, that was so predictable.
Exactly. And that doesn't necessarily make for good TV or good entertainment, right? So Michelle, let's ask an opinion question here. Should you always, you know, if you're that person that predicts the ending, should you always say, oh, you knew that, right? That was so predictable. I could have seen that from a mile away. Should you say that? Is that good taste or what do you think?
I don't think you want to be known for it. And like, because this is saying like, oh, I knew it. Like it has like a little bit of a know-it-all feel.
Yeah.
I think if maybe like, let's say we're watching something and you were like really surprised about the ending. And I was just like, oh, that was so predictable. Like, it's a little annoying. Like,
yeah.
Look, I mean, it's fine. But if you do it all the time, it's a little annoying.
Yeah. And maybe a little condescending at the same time. Like, how did I not know? Right. And you knew.
It's like, it feels like a little judgmental, even though you're not necessarily trying.
Exactly. I love that. So just be tactful. You know, maybe depending on who you're around, maybe if you're around your partner or something and it's fine, whatever, they know who you are. But if you're around new people and they're just getting to know you, maybe you don't want to seem like the person that knows everything all the time.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Let's do a little role play with this.
Okay.
And yeah.
All right.
Give it a go. So here we are. We just finished a TV show we were watching together.
Okay. Wow. I can't believe that happened. What an ending.
Yeah, it was good, but I can't say I'm surprised he never opened the message.
Really? I thought he would.
I don't know. That was so predictable.
Oh, okay. Well, how about the final phone call? I knew that would happen.
Yes, I agree. But it was still emotional.
Definitely. I saw that one coming.
True.
So it's kind of like I felt a bit of peer pressure to share the moments that I was predicting because you seem to know everything about it.
You're like, yes, I knew this.
So that was funny. So what did we use here, Michelle, from our teaching? What did we use for
all
our
right
listeners?
Well, I said I can't say I'm surprised he never opened the message.
Uh-huh. And then you said, I don't know, that was so predictable. You're also showing a bit of disappointment that it was so predictable. Right
exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's kind of funny. And then, so you said, this is so predictable. And then you said, well, what about that? You know, the final phone call.
I knew
that would happen.
Yeah. I'm trying to like get to your level here of being such what's that expression when you can really predict everything that's going to be happening in the future? Such a, I don't know. Oh. We don't have it. We don't have the word. All right, moving on.
We don't have it.
That's okay. And then I said, definitely. I saw that one coming. Yes. Good stuff. Uh-huh. Good stuff. All right. Exactly. So what's the takeaway for our listeners, Michelle, today?
Okay. Well, this can be fun. It can be fun to express that you predicted something correctly or that something was predictable, maybe in a way that you're like, yeah. Like sometimes when things are too predictable, it's not as much fun. So here you can express those things, but don't use it all the time. Like,
yes, everything in moderation.
Use it in moderation. So I think that is the takeaway for today.
I love that. And guys, remember, just engage with these conversations, right? This is a great, easy thing to talk about. And I do think we've said this before, Michelle, we talk a lot about music, movie, books, TV shows and things on this show, but these help you bond immediately. Like even the fact that you and I both saw that first episode of Sex and the City, We didn't really like it and we bonded over that. It's like, it's an immediate connection point. So open these conversations. Don't be that person that always knows the ending, but once in a while, express that. And that's kind of cool. That'll bring you closer to that person. I love it.
Absolutely. All right. Well, Lindsay, this was fun and have a good rest of your day.
Sounds good, Michelle. Talk to you soon. Bye.
All right, bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.